It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available, of course, every morning, including the weekend, Saturday morning today, and March the 23rd. You might be having breakfast right at the moment, readying yourself for a busy real estate, either final transactions, final offers. You might be going to an auction, open home. If that is the case, good luck whether you're selling or buying today. And this morning we are jetted off to the US. We're going to firstly start off in San Diego, and then we're going to jet off to New York. But first we are catching up with Jeff Grant. Now, Jeff is a very busy working hard principal. He's got a team behind him there in San Diego. And good morning to you, Jeff. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So you worked as the operations manager for the PGA Tour, where you managed the on-site operations for its national and international events. Now, real estate is all about being organized and being very well planned, at times months in advance, especially if you are running a real estate company as you are there in San Diego. So tell us a little bit about your time on the PGA Tour.
Yes, thanks for asking. It was a chapter of my life I have found people love talking about a lot more than real estate. It was a job that I just could not have gotten any luckier. I'm so grateful for it, and I will forever be grateful. And when it came time for me to leave, it really was because of the traveling lifestyle. But as you said, I would travel mostly throughout the country, other times parts of the world, to run the on-site operations for the PGA Tour. And it was so much fun. But to be frank, there was a point I hit that I realized I'm not going to be able to live the life I want, both financially and personally, if I'm constantly traveling in the spirit of golf. So I reluctantly resigned. Fast forward now 15 years, I'm now on the host committee of the Farmers Insurance Open, which is San Diego's golf tournament. So it's real fun to connect those dots.
There's a lot of planning going on in terms of what you were doing. How did that sort of help you with running a real estate company there in San Diego? Because there's a lot of things that you can bring from this experience.
Yeah, what a great question. I have never been asked that. And there's really one very loud, obvious similarity or commonality, and that is independence. When you show up to a tournament, I would come in a week in advance, and you know, you must have all your ducks in a row and everything organized. It's the exact same with real estate. Whether I'm managing my agents, managing clients, or just creating my task, it's really what you kill is what you eat. It's also one of the reasons I love the sport of golf. Like, take the operations component out. That these athletes, they must perform to make a living. So that's how the players play. That's how we ran the operations. And that's, to this day, how I run my company. It was a huge benefit for me.
Yeah, the other thing too is that you meet so many people doing a job like the PGA Tour, and real estate is a people's business. You know, it's all about connections. It's all about those relationships. That would have helped you tremendously.
I would say the relationship component has probably been my biggest asset for growth and marketing, is really being focused on those relationships. And as you can imagine, when I left the PGA Tour, there were some cherished relationships I had that I knew were not going to translate over, but I'd committed at that time to, you know, getting on my feet when in the business, and then of course getting plugged back into golf via the Farmers Insurance Open. And it has just been so fun, because now some of those PGA Tour related relationships are wanting to either buy or sell or rent. Yeah. And sure enough, it's all connecting.
You know, San Diego, as I said at the top, it is one of my favorite cities. It is a relaxed lifestyle, but the pace of the real estate market, you know, it's not exactly sleepy, is it?
No, it's not. And it's cutthroat and competitive. There's a lot of money here. It's the people during COVID that came from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Vancouver, Scottsdale, from Mexico. People view San Diego as a value from all of those places. And for that reason, there's just a ton of money and a ton of cash, and it remains hyper competitive, multiple offers. it's still very fierce out there.
And in terms of interstate movers, I mean, how last year for 2023, how busy was that?
Yes. So in fact, there was almost exclusively people either coming or going. The other major segment would have been like a family dynamic change, maybe a divorce or a death in the family. But those are the only clients that were moving anyway. So mostly it was those leaving were cashing out. Typically, they were going to make X and then they were going to go buy a house elsewhere for half of X. Those that were moving in came with a lot of money. They were not afraid to overbid. And those that had been burned once or twice by other bidders, they really would bid high. I could give many examples. There's one off top of my head. It was a list price of 1.5. We had multiple offers. A buyer from the East Coast offered 1.9 cash just to make the problem go away. So she was overpaid by 200,000 above the next highest offer.
Wow. It's all about long term, isn't it? If somebody is staying in that property 5-10 years, I mean, it's academic at the end of the day if they do pay slightly over market price.
I love that you said that. I just told that to one of my buying clients this morning who was nickel and diming. I said, keep your eye on the prize. You're getting in this house. None of this will matter. So I love that you said that.
Yeah, it is definitely all about keeping the eye on the prize and long-term stuff. You know, you're talking $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. It doesn't matter. All right, well, we'll leave it there, Jeff. Thanks for coming on this morning and telling us a little bit about the PGA, which I found really fascinating, and about your San Diego market.
Thanks a lot, Craig. I look forward to talking.
And right now, let's go from coast to coast. We are catching up with another busy working real estate principal in New York, and to Christine Ricci. Good morning to you and welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
My pleasure. How are you doing? Very excited to be on your podcast.
Well, great to have you on. And perhaps just for geographical purposes, you could tell our audience here in Australia exactly where you are in terms of your market and what parts you are servicing.
We service the Westchester County, Putnam, and Dutchess County areas, and also Fairfield County, Connecticut. We're about 35 minutes north of Manhattan, just to give you a geographic pin.
Now, let's have a look at what is maybe a little bit different in your market to what is happening in other markets around the US, and that is the mass exit of people wanting to leave the state. Sellers are selling up and they are on the move. And I guess that might be perhaps a little bit of a hangover with the pandemic, is it?
Most definitely. You know, we have a lot of our homeowners that have lived in their homes for a very long time, and their hopes was to retire in some of these more warmer climate areas, such as, you know, Florida and the Carolinas. And because of the rising home prices, it has really paralyzed them to be able to make that move. So we are working with them, consulting with them, and helping them bridge. Does it make sense to move? Can they afford that move? So we're really, really sitting with our homeowners trying to help them see a path, and we create personalized plans with them so we can help them on their next journey.
Okay. And so that is the exodus, if you like. That is people moving out of the state. What about the reversal of that, having a look at the people migrating in?
We have a lot of that going on too. So even within the tri-state area, we have people moving from New Jersey to Connecticut, out of New York to Connecticut. They're just trying to find a more affordable area. We have a lot of clients wanting more of that rural farm-like environment. So Connecticut taxes are lower. So we're seeing a lot of migration into the Connecticut area, which is wonderful because we can handhold them from New York into Connecticut. And then we receive the referral partners that we know, and we help them through the process.
And are people surprised, Christine, when they look at that area of Connecticut and say, gee, those prices in terms of a land package with a home, quite affordable?
Yes. I mean, the pricing in Connecticut, it's starting to definitely increase too, because as you know, as you have migration, pricing adjusts. But in comparison to being close to Manhattan, where the prices drive higher, they see these as total opportunities. So yes, they're seeing it as a value.
And having a look at the phenomenon of the mortgage rate lock-in effect, which really characterized last year's housing market, causing a bit of a standstill and downward pressure on inventory levels and home sales, sub 5% pandemic era mortgage rates, I think it's fair to say, were locked in by 85% of mortgage holders, which is a huge number, prevented homeowners from selling and buying at elevated interest rates, which did peak at 7.7%. Now, in your market there, how optimistic are you seeing that turn with more people upgrading their properties in 2024?
Well, so far, our pipeline looks very promising. We have our business primarily is past clients and repeat clients. So we are definitely seeing some, like I mentioned before, our families combining their lifestyles. So the parents are selling their home, which then provides inventory. But we're only seeing that on the families or the homeowners that don't have a mortgage. They've been in their homes a long time. We have some families, if we see any family events happen, like children and more children that they didn't expect, per se, we're seeing those move up. But either we're seeing relocation, a family dynamic, or combined families. That's how we're actually getting our inventory right now.
Yeah, right. So that sort of makes sense. And what about the financing challenges which emerged with lenders scrutinizing assets far more closely in 2023 and offering less favorable terms, impacting, of course, project feasibility? How prevalent was that? What did you see last year and what's happening now?
Definitely that did impact our area very much so. I'm sure it did across the U.S., but here even more so. I mean, we have a very unique combination here with our taxes and with the impact of the interest rates. It truly has placed many, many families or people in general out of the market. When you combine those two in New York, it's tough. So, but what we're seeing now is we're seeing those buyers that really got locked out. They are watching those interest rates and they're coming back in the market with absolute fire to be in home ownership. So it kind of stopped and halted for a little bit. And now they're very, very educated and they're ready to execute. So we're hunting for them.
Hey, that's not bad. If people have got fire in their belly to buy, that's a great sign.
It surely is. And of course, we're also boots on the ground, knocking on doors and trying to find inventory and perhaps, you know, planting that seed with some homeowners that perhaps weren't ready. And maybe for the right price, they'll get themselves ready.
All right then, Christine. Well, great to catch up and hear from you this morning there in New York and Connecticut. And thank you so much for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Thank you for the opportunity.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
10 years working as a buyer's agent in WA, that's a lot of property buying and a lot of intermingling with all these investors that are coming in.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big milestone. I've been in the industry a bit longer than 10 years. I started out a couple of years as a selling agent and then realized pretty quickly that's not what I wanted to do. We've now sort of hundreds of millions of dollars of transactions and dealt with many investors and home buyers in Perth and a lot of success stories. And so we're sort of reflecting on that at the moment and we're going to celebrate mid-year and head off for our first elongated holiday with the kids. We're taking a month off and heading to Europe in June to celebrate.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.